Hello, and welcome to In No Particular Order, a discussion about food, booze, and good times in Oklahoma City. My name is Zach.
My name is Julie. If you're new to the podcast, if this is your first time listening, we talk about our favorite places in and around Oklahoma City in no particular order. We don't do favorites necessarily.
We pick a category every week, right?
We're not going to pick a winner. We're not going to pick a loser.
Right.
It's just our favorite places.
It's a list, a breakdown.
Yeah.
Of favorite. We did a brunch episode. We got pizza. So there's a different genre. Mm-hmm. Today we're talking about dessert spots.
Yeah.
In Oklahoma City. Either a restaurant that is solely a dessert joint or a restaurant that features a great dessert.
Right.
Yeah. But before we jump into that, I do want to introduce a new segment into this show. Mm-hmm. I think it might be kind of fun to introduce new segments.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So I think we're going to call it Weekend Eats.
Yeah.
For the time being. Mm-hmm. To be determined, maybe, but Weekend Eats for now.
Yeah.
Where we normally record these Sundays, maybe Saturday afternoons.
Right.
But we'll talk about where we went this weekend or throughout the week. You know what I'm saying? Just a little update and talk about what, because again, this whole show is about our favorite spots in Oklahoma City, and we don't only want to talk about, you know, the featured category. Let's discuss where we ate this week.
Mm-hmm. We went to several new places this weekend.
Sure. Do you want to start like chronologically?
Yeah. So Thursday, we went to the Jones Assembly.
The Jones Assembly.
One of our friends couldn't make their reservation. They asked us if we wanted to take it over, which we gladly accepted. Thank you very much, Austin. We really appreciate it.
Because it's impossible to get in there without a reservation right now.
Yeah. Right? At first, so the reservation's at 7:15, and usually we've already eaten dinner by then.
Yeah, we go at about 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
6 o'clock dinner time.
So I was like, well, I mean, it's a Thursday night. I wonder if we even need to, like, keep the reservation. Like, maybe we just go.
Right.
We ended up we kept the reservation. You know, mm-hmm. We got there about 7:10. That place was insanely busy.
It was popping, man.
Oh my gosh.
It was popping on a Thursday night.
It was so busy.
Club going up.
I kind of didn't expect it. Number one, on a weeknight.
Yeah.
And it is a newer place. I wasn't sure how many people, you know, had known about it.
Right.
But everybody knows about it.
Yeah. And I think they had an event a couple weeks ago where they welcomed Paul George to Oklahoma City. And it was at the Jones Assembly. And I think that like really catapulted their exposure.
Yeah.
Really catapulted their exposure in there. Like really advertised that spot as like a hot new spot in Oklahoma City, you know? And let me tell you, I mean, what a great place to introduce a new all-star NBA player to this.
To Oklahoma City.
Yeah. That place, it is extremely nice. It's definitely an upscale restaurant. Beautiful bar, beautiful design and architecture and, you know, interior decoration and just atmosphere.
Yeah.
The lighting is really cool. There's some cool art pieces and just, it's a very well put together aesthetically.
Yes.
Restaurant.
Yeah.
The bar specifically. I mean, the dining area is fine, but I was blown away by the bar.
The bar is so cool. They have like this really cool, like light fixture, but it's not even a fixture. It's like a light. Huge lights above the bar that hang down, and it's so pretty.
Yeah, it is very nice. And I'd say that the drinks match that level of
savings and loan.
Yeah, well, I was just going to say that match that level of
niceness, fanciness.
Yeah, of the design. I mean, sometimes you go to like a really nice looking bar and feeling bar, and you get the drinks, and I'm like,
yeah.
You didn't live up to what you're presenting yourself as here.
Right.
But the Jones Assembly absolutely did. I got some sort of whiskey drink that kind of resembled an old fashioned, didn't mm-hmm. I? Mm-hmm. It had like almonds in it, though.
It was called like the Dagweed.
Dixie.
Something.
Yeah.
Something.
And it was great. It was just a kind of a whiskey rocks drink, and it was delicious.
Yeah.
You got
I had a New York Sour.
Oh, yeah. You did have a New York Sour. That's your drink.
It had like a twist. It had like apple bitters.
Yeah.
And maybe apple something whiskey.
Had actual apple slices in there too for garnish. And then you got a julep.
And I also got a mint julep.
Oh, what are they called there?
The J julep.
For Julie.
Well, I'm sure it's for Jones, but yeah. You know.
But it was good. I tried it and it was
really good.
I got a gin and juice, which wasn't bad. It's been a while since I've gotten a gin drink, honestly. And it was extremely floral, but it was good. It was fine.
I liked it.
Yeah. And the food was good. We went a little, what's the word? Frugal. In our ordering process, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, so they're one of those places, kind of like Whiskey Cake, where you can go and get a $10, $12 entree, or you can
get a $28
get
entree.
A $30 steak, yeah. You know, so.
And this was just kind of a random Thursday night for us.
Yeah.
You know, maybe we go back on our anniversary or whatever, Valentine's Day situation, yeah. And we'll hit it pretty hard. But
or, I mean, they have pizza also. We could go, yeah, and, you know.
They do have pizza. But I got the burger. I think it's just called the J Burger, and it was delicious. Mm-hmm. Some great toppings, some great beef, and their fries are really good. There's some sort of like seasoning, some sort of unique.
There's some kind of truffle.
Yeah, there was some sort of truffle on the fries
salt.
For sure.
They were very good.
Yeah, and then you got the pasta,
the spaghetti pasta. And
I had a fancy name. I have no idea what it was.
I'm kind of picky about pasta.
Yeah.
And this pasta was
your Italian blood.
It was delicious. It was very good. It was called like Cacio e Pepe, which I think means cheese and pepper.
Yeah, but it was good. There was a lot. I mean, they were using some real good cheeses on there.
It had a lot of cheese on it. There was no meat. I'm sure you could have added like chicken maybe.
I would have liked to have had some chicken in there, but it was delicious. It was delicious on its own. Yeah.
It was very, very good.
Yeah.
I just want to like a big bowl of that again.
There's also an upstairs bar lounge area. It was closed off on this night that we went for a private event.
Yeah.
So we didn't get to go up there. We kind of like...
we could see it.
We observed it from the bottom and we saw what was going on up there. It's called the Tea Room. From what we've heard, there's a bunch of records up there and a record player, and you can just throw them on and chill up there.
Yeah.
Have
and they
a little
also
loungy
have...
evening.
They have a different drink menu that's just upstairs.
For the tea room, right. Yeah. I'd love to try it. I'm very curious about it.
Me too.
Unfortunately, I don't think it's... We've talked about this. I don't think it's the kind of place where we're going to be like, you know, Friday night, where we're going to go, let's just go up to the tea room. And I don't think it's going to be like that.
I think it's going to be... At least for a while, it's probably going to be pretty busy.
Yeah.
Or if not, it's going to be booked.
Yeah, you're right.
Oh, we also had deviled eggs.
Oh, yeah, we got the deviled eggs.
They're really good.
They were very good.
We like deviled eggs here.
We're deviled eggs fans.
Yeah. They're very good.
The Jones Assembly is pretty cool. It's like an extreme whiskey cake, I'd say. It's high concept. It's like a really flashy, fancy. Yeah. You know, it attracts a certain kind of crowd that maybe we don't fall into. Necessarily,
yeah,
but still, it was still a good time.
Yeah, I don't feel like we necessarily fit in with the other people there.
It's a different demographic.
Yeah.
Just talking about, you know, some it's a lot more upper class than we would probably describe ourselves, but nonetheless, a great restaurant, great drinks, a beautiful bar, and they have free valet until they get the parking lot, I guess.
Yeah, I think they're building like a parking structure or something.
Yeah. Anyway, Jones Assembly was great. We went there Thursday night.
Yeah, we're going to go there again with our friends for a little brunch date.
Yeah, we're going to go next Sunday because that was the only... We're going to go Saturday night, but they were completely booked.
Yeah, if you want to go, you know, now, it's going to be a couple weeks before you can get a reservation in. I don't know how long the wait would be without a reservation.
Yeah, probably forever.
Yeah, probably pretty long.
We didn't do anything Friday. We did go up to Broadway Wine.
Yeah.
What is it called? Broadway Wine Works?
Broadway Wine Merchants.
Yeah. Great liquor store. We picked up some hopped cider. East. It's Austin.
Austin East Ciders. I'm drinking it right now.
Austin East Ciders. Hop cider.
They were out of the hop version for a while, and they ordered me some. And then they called me and said, hey, we got your beer in.
Because it's the best kind.
Yeah, the hopped is definitely the best.
The best kind.
But they're awesome if you're in a liquor store downtown.
Yeah.
Midtown,
super
I guess.
Helpful. It's rare that you go to a liquor store and somebody comes out from behind the counter and is like, hey, can I help you find anything?
Yeah, they do that every time. It's so nice.
Yeah.
And they're really good about recommending, like, this is a better, you know, mix in whiskey. This is a better whiskey to just drink.
Yeah, exactly.
Straight.
Knowledgeable and nice. It's a great little spot.
Yeah.
Let's see. Saturday.
We went to La Brasa.
La Brasa.
My parents had went there a few weekends ago, and they said that they wanted to take us, so we went last night.
I've lived extremely close to La Brasa since 2011, and I have never been to La Brasa
yeah.
until yesterday.
Yeah.
It was great. I mean, I don't know if I'd say great, but it was good food. It was a good meal.
Yeah. So I don't remember exactly what their website says, but it's like, technically it's Peruvian food.
Yeah, Peruvian.
But it has like an Asian twist.
Yeah.
Like not everything, but a lot of their food is like Asian influenced.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like a fusion.
Fusion. There you
yeah,
go.
Yeah. It's a fusion. But funny enough, I got a pasta dish at a Peruvian Chinese fusion place.
Yeah.
But it was good. It was a truffle mac and cheese.
Mm-hmm.
It had a prosciutto and some Japanese breadcrumbs and tomatoes and stuff. And it was great.
Yeah.
I could have used more truffle. There wasn't a whole lot of truffle.
I like fished
going
around
on.
For a noodle that didn't have any prosciutto on it.
Prosciutto.
And the cheese was good. I just didn't get a ton of truffle flavor.
Yeah. But it was fine. I had a sidecar there.
That was good.
A cocktail. And it's not a traditional sidecar because I looked up exactly what a sidecar was and this was totally different. But it was bourbon Cointreau. I don't know how to say that word.
I don't know either.
Cointreau. You know what I'm saying.
Oh, that's triple sec.
Yeah. It was like a kind of triple sec.
Yeah.
But if the other items on there... cocktail menu are like the sidecar that I ordered of that quality, then I'm down to order another drink off that menu.
Yeah.
Because it was delicious.
I had the mixed berry mojito.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very good.
Not my kind of drink, but it was good.
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely a girlier drink. We had Brussels sprouts for appetizer.
Yeah.
That were very good.
They weren't bad. We really like the Brussels sprouts at Guernsey Park.
Oh, yeah. Guernsey/Covell Park, hands down, best Brussels sprouts ever. Probably forever. Nothing's ever going to beat those.
Yeah.
But anyways, these Brussels sprouts were good.
I will say that I think I like what toppings were on La Brasa's Brussels sprouts better than what they have at Guernsey Park. But the preparation of the Brussels sprouts at Guernsey is better.
Yeah, the ones that La Brasa had, well, they come with bacon on them.
Yeah.
Or pancetta.
It was bacon.
And we got that on the side for me.
But the one at La Brasa had like honey.
And cheese.
And Parmesan.
They were sweeter.
Yeah. Where the ones at Guernsey Park, they have balsamic on them.
Well, these have balsamic too, but...
I like the topping at La Brasa.
Got it.
I don't know if I'd say better, but I mean, I'd like to see that at Guernsey. Mm-hmm. Maybe.
Yeah, and then I had the ahi tuna.
Was it a salad?
Ahi tuna?
Was it ceviche?
Ceviche.
Yeah,
ahi tuna ceviche. I can't think of what the word was.
I didn't try it, but it looked good.
It was really good.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that in itself was like Asian flavorings because it had like ponzu sauce,
mm-hmm.
Avocado, tuna, sesame seeds. But then like the Peruvian part of it, instead of like wontons or like tortilla chips, it was like fried plantain chips.
Yeah.
Which I was expecting them to be sweet. I don't think I've actually really maybe had them before.
I'm not sure if I've ever had plantains before that.
They were really good.
Yeah.
And like the sauce that the ceviche had was really good dipped in those plantain chips. I liked it. My parents had, I tried a little bit of it, the chicken tamales. I just like tried the sauce of it because it had bacon or something in it. And the sauce was very good.
It looked good. I didn't try it. And I know your dad also got the bibimbap.
Yeah.
Is that how you say it?
I don't know.
Bibimbap. I'm not a fan of bibimbap. I'm sorry.
You don't like it?
I'm not really into it. I got it at Shea one time.
I like it at Shea.
And Shea's a great restaurant. And I've tried some other stuff at Shea. But I don't know. I don't think, I'm not sure if I'm into bibimbap.
You're just not like a rice dish fan, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. I don't know, something about it that
I wasn't
super into.
I almost got they have a vegetable one. I almost got that one.
Vegetable bibimbap.
But I'm glad I didn't because it was a big meal.
After La Brasa, we hit up the Rockford.
Mm-hmm.
Went to Rockford for a drink. I like their drink that they have called the Hampton.
Mm-hmm.
And while we were at the Rockford, we decided, well, it's not really popping in here. Let's try a different bar. We tabbed out. We went down to the Bunker.
Yeah.
We had never been to the Bunker before, and I got to say, it's pretty cool.
I liked it.
Yeah. Very casual, just like, I mean, it's like that mixture of dive bar and you know, more classy. You know, it's like a combination. What I mean? It's like another, it's like a fusion bar.
Yeah. So Bunker is a, I guess, sister club
of the Pump.
The Pump. Yeah. It's owned by the same people.
Yeah. I mean, and you go walking into the Bunker, you feel like you're at the Pump.
Yeah.
Just straight up.
It's like a mini Pump.
Yeah.
Or the, like an all inside Pump.
The drinks are different. And I actually really enjoyed the drinks that I got.
I liked mine too.
I got, what was it called? The Blacklist, which was pretty much an old fashioned, but they use, vanilla Tabasco bitters, I believe.
Tobacco.
I said Tabasco. I did say Tabasco. Holy crap. Vanilla. I'm not going to cut that out, by the way. Vanilla tobacco bitters.
Tobacco.
And it was smoky, man. I don't smoke cigarettes, but I could tell that if you're that kind of guy that smokes all day, smoking a cigarette and drinking on that Blacklist, you're just living the life, living that dirty life.
Yeah. The first drink I had, was called the Sputnik. And I think it was gin. It was gin, Saint Germain, maybe some kind of raspberry, and had like Prosecco on top.
Yeah.
It was very good. It was like the complete opposite of your first drink. Yeah. I mean, like, we couldn't have ordered two different drinks.
Yours was beautiful and sweet and dainty and fruity. And mine was like...
It was really good.
It was rough and rustic and... rugged
and
smelly.
And then the other drink I got there is called the Dr. Strangelove, and it was bourbon.
It had the Luxardo liqueur, right?
Cherry,
maybe something, some it kind had of orange
cream.
Oh,
de coconut,
yeah,
or mm-hmm. pistachio. I don't know, an egg white, maybe. Yeah. I don't know if
it was definitely one of those thick, creamy drinks.
And then on the menu, the last ingredient says mermaid.
It just says mermaid.
And I asked him, or you asked him.
Yeah, I said, what is mermaid? And I thought it was going to be like some sort of, it's this liqueur from
the islands, another country.
Yeah, the tropical islands. And he pulls out this miniature plastic mermaid that sits on the side of the cup. He's like, it's an actual mermaid.
Like the same plastic as like those like plastic swords that, you know, they put. Like a cherry on or something. Yeah. It's just like a little mermaid. And he's like, it's a literal mermaid. I was like, oh, okay.
Stuck a cherry onto the pointy side of the mermaid. Yeah. And she sits on the side of your glass.
Yeah. I was okay with it. It was served in like a bigger coupe glass.
Yeah. It wasn't bad. And it had like a little lip on it. So you're not just like.
It was better than like a normal
worried about coupe spilling
glass.
It the whole time.
It was very good. It was like creamy, not creamy, but like.
Yeah.
It was. Velvety, it was kind of, I guess,
velvety
is the right
is
word.
Absolutely the best word for it.
It was really good.
And I got Anthem Arjuna, one of my favorite beers. Okay, it's a local beer that I love to drink, and it, only on tap.
Yeah, I don't like it in the can.
There's something weird about it in the can. It's not as good, and it's got to be ice cold on the tap, and it's a delicious beer.
That beer is good.
On our way out of the Bunker, we hit up Urban Eats, man. It's right next door.
Those buns.
So Urban Eats was opened up by the same gentleman who opened Shea. Mm-hmm. Right. What's his first name?
Daniel
Shea. And Urban Eats is very cool, man. It's a tiny, tiny little restaurant. It's meant for the grab and go style. Mm-hmm. But it's a steamed bun.
Oh my gosh. Before we keep going.
Sure.
I love these little buns. I just want to go in there and order like a dozen buns to go and just like put everything in these buns.
Yeah.
I bet
they'd be really good for as like a sweet.
They do have a sweet.
Oh, do they?
I remember last weekend we went there also, and he was telling us that they're going to do like Cinnabuns.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm. I forgot about it. I didn't even think about those last time. Like, I don't know if they had them last night.
But, you know, it's going to have some sort of protein, or you got a tofu one last night.
That's good.
And like some sort of spicy slaw or sauce or something. Mm-hmm. And definitely like some Asian flavors in there. And it's delicious.
It's so good.
That you can get it with some fries. And there's three different kinds of sauces that are all very unique. There's a honey thyme sauce.
That's what I get.
There's a house zhang. Sauce.
Yeah, like what is it called?
Gochujang. I don't know. I ordered it. I said, can I get the house jang sauce? And she was like, yes, I'll give you the house jang sauce.
Yeah, she like correctly pronounced it.
Szechuan. And a few weeks ago, man, I ordered all three because I'm a sauce guy. And I was, let's just try all three sauces. I'm a sauce boy. And I got the Szechuan, and man, it ruined me. I dipped one fry into that Szechuan sauce and I ate it and it ruined me, man. My throat was on fire for like 20 minutes. It was insane. Yeah. That Szechuan is spicy.
I remember be warned. We asked him because we'd gone after that.
Yeah.
And you asked because Daniel was there and you said, did you change that sauce? And he said, yeah, because people said it wasn't spicy enough. Because I remember the first time we went, we did get all three. And I don't remember any of them being like, oh, my gosh, that's too spicy.
Yeah, they absolutely upped the spice on it. And it's insane. And a buddy of mine that I was with, he was into it. And I guess he loves that spicy stuff. And he was like, he was all about it. But I couldn't do it. It was too spicy. However, Urban Eats, very cool restaurant, very good restaurant. It's very cool after the bar.
That's spot. What I was going to say. It's the perfect place. That's not like gross, you know, fast food that if you're hungry after you've gone out and you want to get some buns, and it's not expensive either.
It's not. We got two buns and some fries.
And it was $11.
Yeah, $11.
It's great.
Urban Eats is cool.
Like I said, I didn't feel gross afterwards.
Anyway, I think that's going to wrap up Weekend Eats.
Yeah.
And we're going to move on to our topic of the week, right? Our genre of restaurant.
Yeah.
I'm talking about desserts.
Yummy, talking about yummy sweet treats.
Sweet treat eats, right?
Yeah.
Okay, sweet.
Yeah.
I'm not a huge dessert guy, right?
Well,
I asked you if I'm a dessert guy.
I know. You're not a dessert out to eat person, I would say. You more want like one or two cookies at home.
Sure.
Instead of like a big dessert out.
I like picking up some Chips Ahoy at the grocery store and just having them in the house.
Oreos or something like
that.
That's
not to say that I don't love like a, you know, well-prepared big old piece of cake at the end of a meal at a restaurant or something. Right. But it's not something that I'm passionate about. And it's generally I'll be like, whatever you guys want, I will eat it. You know what I'm saying? I'm not too picky about my desserts.
Right.
And so we have a list here. Some of these spots are strictly dessert places, and some of these are just restaurants that feature great desserts.
Right.
Right?
Right.
So let's just jump into the Plaza District. There's two in the Plaza District that we're talking about today. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. First one is Roxy's.
Mm.
Roxy's.
Ice cream.
Ice cream. It used to be a food truck, right?
Yeah. So they started out as a food truck, and then maybe like 2 years ago, maybe a little bit more than that, they opened up like a brick and mortar store. I'm sure they still have the truck.
Yeah, I'm not sure. But Roxy's is super classic ice cream spot.
I mean, it's like a parlor, you know, like an old time ice cream. I think that's even maybe
that's
in
exactly
the name.
That's exactly what I was looking for. Yeah. It's an ice cream
you
parlor.
You know, it's like bright yellow inside and not girly, but it's like fun. It's like a happy environment.
It's absolutely happy environment. A great place to take some kids into.
Yeah.
Or something. However, I actually hardly ever see kids in there.
Yeah, I don't either. It's mostly
but it does feel
adults.
Like that. Like it's kind of a small restaurant, lots of colors.
Yeah.
Limited menu. It's only ice cream. You can get a ice cream cookie sandwich.
Ooh, yeah.
Or like a float.
Yeah, they have floats. Yeah. So one great thing about Roxy's is that they have like maybe 10 standard flavors that they always have. Mm-hmm. And then they have like special flavors and they always have a vegan option on there.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
I mean, I'm not vegan, but sometimes I don't necessarily want a big scoop of dairy product.
Right.
And I think I've gotten several of the vegan ones before and they're all really good.
Really?
Yeah.
I love their salted caramel. It's very good. It's one that's on their menu all the time, salted caramel.
Yep.
I'd say that that's one that's like unique.
Yeah.
You don't see salted caramel everywhere.
No.
But they have, you know, vanilla bean. They got cookies and cream.
Mm-hmm.
They
just pistachio.
Have a, do they just have a standard chocolate?
Yeah, it's good. Okay. Last time we went there, it was like a special that they had, and it was raspberry ricotta sorbet, I think. And it even had like little like graham cracker crumbs in there. Mm-hmm. It was so good.
Mm-hmm. But it's a cool little spot, man. My eyes are normally bigger than my stomach when I go there because I'm like, oh yeah, two scoops. I'm in. Let's go. Two scoops and it's too much.
Yeah.
One scoop is just fine and it's delicious.
Yeah. I always get one scoop and I don't know. I like never finish it. I don't think.
I actually generally do try to order something off their, I don't know, the seasonal menu. I don't know what you call it, like the special.
Yeah, I usually get something off there.
At least definitely heavily consider it.
Mm-hmm.
And if nothing sounds good, I'll get the salted caramel. But
right.
I mean, like around the fall time, they're going to have a pumpkin spice. Around Christmas time, you know what
they
I'm saying?
Like
they're
going to
have like a peppermint
mocha
or something like that. And then.
And like any good ice cream place, you can try it before you order.
Get a little spoonful, a little tiny sample spoonful.
And they have a punch card.
Yeah.
And I think if you have a Keep It Local, you get 2 punches. So that's what we have. If you have a Keep It Local card, and then like 10 punches, you get a free scoop, I think.
I also have sorbet. Have you ever gotten a sorbet?
Yeah, I think I got in one before.
Sorbet is no dairy, correct?
Yeah, I think it's made from fruit juices.
Yeah, there you go.
You can also get some of their flavors by the pint.
Oh yeah. We've never done them before, but I feel like we should.
Yeah.
Next time we go in there, we should just pick up a pint.
Yeah. And they have like their own sodas.
Yeah.
For the floats.
Yeah. I've gotten a root beer float there before, and I've also gotten the orange cream.
The orange one.
Orange cream sickle float situation. Yeah.
And their cookie sandwiches are like literal big chocolate chip cookies.
They're humongous.
With whatever flavor ice cream you want in the middle. I mean, they pack it in there. That's a big sandwich.
It's a big old cookie boy.
They also have like a little outside seating area too.
Yeah, it's normally popping down there, kind of no matter what night of the week you're going down there. Around dinner time, there's going to be some people outside Empire, some people outside of Roxy's, Okinawa. Mm-hmm. It's a cool little, if you want to feel like you're in a part of a community, head down to the Plaza District, man, because there's just folks out there all the time. And you could also head across the street, right?
To Pie Junkie.
Head across the street to Pie Junkie. Holy crap, Pie Junkie is so good.
Oh my gosh. So Pie Junkie, you can either get a whole pie, or you can just get a slice of pie.
You can walk in there and just grab a slice and dip out, right? Mm. I like their, they have some sort of peanut butter one, don't they?
Yeah, I think it's called like a peanut butter cup or something. I'm not sure.
But it's delicious, man. Junkie is great.
I like the s'mores one. Man, any one I've had are good.
Yeah.
The Drunken Turtle is delicious. It has like whiskey in it and it's like, you know, a turtle cheesecake, but their take on it.
I will say it's not a restaurant and it's not a place you go and like, I'm going to go to Pie Junkie and sit down and eat a slice of pie. There's like 4 seats in there.
Yeah. I mean,
it's a grab and go straight up kind of place.
Yeah. I mean, if you're lucky, you can go in there and sit down and eat, you know, your slice, but it's small.
Yeah.
Around the holidays you can order, you can order a pie anytime, but you know, when it gets close to Thanksgiving and Christmas,
they do pumpkin pie and pecan pie.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm sure they do.
Like they start pretty early in advance on ordering these pies around Thanksgiving and then again on Christmas.
Like we got to order them tomorrow in July.
Yeah. Yeah. It's pretty, it's like a long list and then they close. Like they only take so many pre-orders and then it's first come, first serve. Like I said, you can go and order a pie whenever you want.
Best pie in the city, probably.
Oh yeah. And a lot of restaurants have their pies.
Yeah. If you go to the pump, you can order some Pie Junkie pie.
Yeah.
And also Fassler Hall.
Yeah. And I think S&B too also has their pie.
Features Pie Junkie pie.
They also have savory pies.
They have chicken pot pie, huh?
That you take home and cook. I had one time. They have a small one.
I've never had it before.
Not a full size pie. It's like a little smaller one. And it was really good. You just bring it home and cook it at home.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
But I don't think they're open late.
I doubt it.
Like, I think they're one of those places that closes maybe like at 6 or 7. And, you know, and they also run out of pies, you know. Like, if you know you want the Drunken Turtle, you should either call ahead and order it. I don't know that they're always going to have, you know, any day you go, you can get any pies.
Sure. Speaking of open late, what about Insomnia Cookies? Insomnia Cookies is a new spot in Oklahoma City and also kind of a new concept.
Yeah. So I've never heard
I've never heard of this concept ever.
They're
before.
A chain and one opened up in Midtown, like literally like Midtown Plaza. I don't know. 6 months ago, maybe.
I'd say so.
So anyways, Insomnia Cookies is a cookie delivery service, like pizza, but with cookies. So you go on their website or you can call in and you say, hey, I want, 6 cookies. You pick your 6 cookies. 10 minutes later, someone's knocking on the door and you got cookies. With some
hot, warm cookies.
Warm. You can also get milk.
That's the special thing is they're warm.
They're warm.
I think brownies are also in the menu too, right?
Brownies. You can also get, I think, like a la mode with ice cream. And you can also get milk. And they deliver until like 3 a.m. So you go out, you come home, and you want something sweet. You order yourself a dozen cookies until 3 a.m.
Yeah, until 3 a.m. That's the crazy thing.
And they were good.
They're good cookies. There's not a lot of pizzazz to them. I mean, you order a chocolate chip cookie, you're going to get a warm chocolate chip cookie.
Yeah.
A warm brownie. I mean, if I'm going to like, say I'm going to an event and I'm in charge of bringing the cookies, I'm probably not going to go to Insomnia. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you could, but if you're going to go to Insomnia, you might as well just go to Target or something. Or right. Walmart. But right. However, they are great. And the concept of being able to order some cookies at midnight that are going to be warm.
Is so cool.
Is cool.
And they're not terribly priced.
I know it's cheap for sure.
And they do specials a lot. Like I, unfortunately or fortunately, now I'm on their email list. So I get all these emails all the time that it's like a special 6 cookies for $6. And, you know, we live close enough where they deliver. You can just go in and pick them up. You know, if you don't live close enough or if you're down there.
Sure.
Like I said, we live close enough so they'll deliver. And delivery fee was like maybe $2.
I mean, say it's a Sunday evening and you finished up some dinner and you're just kind of chilling. And you're like, man, I got a little sweet tooth right now.
Yeah.
You just call up Insomnia and be like, hey, hook me up with some brownies,
or
bro.
Or you're having a party and you ran out of whatever dessert you had. Yeah. All right, let's order a dozen cookies.
Or you're having a party and you're all kind of turned up a little bit and you're like... Maybe you don't want pizza. Maybe you already had dinner. Just get some orders, a dozen brownies.
Right. Their brownie was good.
Hook me up.
It's a great idea.
Insomnia Cookies is a great concept. And I'm glad that they're a part of Oklahoma City.
Yeah. Like I said, it was quick when they delivered them to us.
Should we, let's take a break from our list.
Oh.
Just for a minute, right?
Okay. Kind
of cut it in half a little bit.
Sure.
I want to introduce yet another new segment.
Oh,
to okay. To in no particular order, right?
Okay.
I don't have a name for it. I want to talk about like if any news have dropped about restaurants or spots in Oklahoma City, like new places open or announced, or you know, say a restaurant opens we go try it on the first night or whatever, which we typically like to do. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, we made sure that we got into the Jones Assembly in the first week.
Yeah.
But anyway. We'll talk about it and give a little status update or whatever, you know, news.
Yeah.
New freshness, hotness, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't know. But anyway, there's one story that I heard about yesterday. Mm-hmm. A new breakfast restaurant is coming to Uptown 23rd, mm-hmm. right?
Yes.
It's called Syrup.
Yeah, Syrup.
Syrup Breakfast Boutique is the full name.
Fancy.
Yeah.
There's already one in Norman,
There's
right?
a location in Norman, and that opened in 2012.
Okay.
And this new Syrup is actually going to be located in the old La Katrina building, which was a Mexican restaurant. It's been there forever. Like I said earlier in the podcast, I've lived out here since 2011 in this area right here. And I've driven by La Katrina hundreds of times.
Yeah.
And there's never anybody in there. I think I called in an order one time. And I went in there, I just got like a quesadilla and some chips and guac or something. I don't know. It was fine. There's it's just like what I feel like, I don't know. What I'm trying to say is that I'm glad that it's going to be turned into something that is going to be new and fresh. And I'm very excited that it's a breakfast place. Mm-hmm. And I was looking at their menu and their website and stuff, and it looks delicious and it looks like a spot that I'm trying to get into.
Yeah. So we were looking at the website for the one that's already in Norman, and it looks so neat inside.
It looks, and well, the food.
And the food. I want to go.
Yeah.
I want to go to the one in Norman.
Yeah.
Before the one here opens. Because if they're just now starting, it's going to be, 6 months, a year?
Yeah. Who knows?
Did they give a time?
No. I mean, I think when they posted a picture, they posted a picture of the old La Katrina building. Like they haven't done anything to it. So I don't know. I mean, they can get these places up and going pretty fast. However, there's a coffee shop on Clausen that has been there for like a year now, straight up. Do you remember when we drove by it and it said opening early 2017?
Yeah,
that was last summer, I think.
Yeah.
Or like last fall at least.
Clausen Coffee, if you're listening,
Open up, bro.
We would really like to go to you.
Yeah, because there's no coffee. There's no. But here's the thing about Class and Coffee, because on their website, they said they're going to be drive through, and that's like huge, dude. Yeah. That's humongous. There's no
drive through. So like around us, there's Urban Tea House, there's Old School Bagel, Cafe Antigua, all of these places, but you can't drive through.
And that's a huge deal. Like if I run out of my in-house coffee that I make every day. Which I do toward the end of the week, sometimes, and I just want to hit up a drive-through coffee spot on my way to work, and Class and Coffee, you're right here, man.
Yeah.
Right here next to me, and yeah. I want to drink your coffee.
I know.
But anyway, that's off. We got off topic there a little bit.
Back to Syrup.
Syrup Breakfast Boutique. Always love to see new breakfast spots in Oklahoma City. We mm-hmm. might have to do Brunch Boys episode 2.
Yeah.
Or Brunch Boys part 2, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because we already had a brunch episode of breakfast. Before I get on too much of a tangent about breakfast, let's round out our list about dessert restaurants,
of
right?
Of course, we're going to talk about Whiskey Cake.
We got to talk about Whiskey Cake in no particular order.
we can't do this podcast without Whiskey Cake.
The restaurant is named after their dessert.
Which is...
Isn't that crazy?
A big old piece of cake.
It's a big old piece of chocolate cake with like, I don't know.
So obviously there's some kind of bourbon or whiskey.
Yeah. In the baking mixture.
It has like this vanilla cream sauce on it. It has some kind of nuts on it. And then they give you a big bowl of homemade fresh whipped cream.
Oh my God, the whipped cream is so good.
Plop on top. And then there's always extra. And they always ask, do you want to leave the bowl? And it's like, why is that a question?
Yeah, just leave. Yeah, like, just we want the bowl, man. Sometimes, I mean, I think before we've taken home just a to-go box of the whipped cream.
I know, yeah.
In a cup.
Yeah. One time we went to Whiskey Cake just to have a glass of wine and Whiskey Cake.
Yeah. Yeah. We were like bored after dinner and we like.
Yeah. We wanted something sweet and we were like, let's just go get some Whiskey Cake.
We had a glass of wine and some Whiskey Cake.
Yeah.
And it was awesome. And we sat on the patio and it was great.
It was great.
Whiskey Cake is a fantastic restaurant and they have a beautiful dessert that they named their restaurant after.
Keep in mind that when I say a big piece of cake, I mean it is a giant piece of cake.
It is large. It's like...
And it's dense. I don't know. It's probably
it's
like...
it's tall too.
It's like a 6x6 square.
6x6, maybe. Maybe 5x5.
Yeah.
Still, it's a large chunk of cake.
I mean, you
and
can
then
have...
And they load up some sauce on it and some whipped cream. It's great.
You
it
can
is
have
so
five
good.
Or six people share it and you're not going to be like feeling like you missed out.
Yeah.
Also, I don't know if it's just around the holidays or if it's all the time. You can order a whole cake.
Yeah, I think it might just be around the holidays. At least that they advertise that you can do that. I remember last year around November or so, they posted and they were like, hey, if you want a full-size Whiskey Cake, and put some orders in now.
Right.
Which is a great idea.
It is a really good idea.
That'd be awesome.
You'd be like the best person at any holiday party.
Seriously,
if you showed up with a whole Whiskey Cake.
I wonder if you can just buy a tub of their whipped cream too.
Probably. I'm sure they give you like...
Yeah, a tub of it.
A big thing of it.
That is awesome.
Mm-hmm. They also have other desserts, but I don't think we've ever gotten
We've never
any.
Tried it. We've never tried it.
They always have Whiskey Cake and something else.
I think they always have a Tres Leches cake too.
Oh,
I think so.
I don't know.
Maybe they changed that. But yeah, it's just like if we're going to get dessert, if we have made that decision to order dessert,
it's
going to be a Whiskey Cake.
Yeah.
At Whiskey Cake.
Right.
Great restaurant.
Mm.
This might as well be, I don't know, sponsored by Whiskey Cake.
Unofficially.
Yeah.
Packard's also has good desserts.
Yeah. In the same genre of just a normal restaurant. Featuring a great dessert would be Packard's, I would say. Mm-hmm.
They have one, or at least they did, that had like, it was kind of in like a mason jar type, not that tall, but it was in like a little glass container type thing. Mm-hmm. And over the top was like a sheet of caramel that was like hard.
Or like
you had
burnt.
To like crack it to get into the other part of the dessert.
Right. A sheet of burnt sugar on the top.
Right.
Yeah, and then you broke it with your spoon and it kind of breaks all over. Maybe is the ice cream on the inside?
I think it was like a salted caramel brownie or something like that.
But man, it was real good.
It was really good.
It was awesome. What else does Packers have?
Oh yeah. They also have that Nutella cheesecake mousse.
Have we gotten it before?
Yeah, we got it one time. So on their menu, it says pretzel crunch, whipped cream, and chocolate chips. I remember that. Comes in like a little pot. Oh. And it had like pretzels like crumbled on top.
Okay. Yeah. And whipped cream. I remember that.
I love Nutella, guys. Like anything with Nutella that doesn't have bananas. Anything with Nutella, I'm into.
You're a Nutella fanatic.
Yeah. Right. I love Nutella.
Yep.
Or I should say Nutella.
Nutella.
That's how it's technically.
Nutella.
Nutella.
Well, it's hazelnut. Hazelnut.
Nutella.
Hazelnutella.
Hazelnut. I think so.
They also, I remember now, they have like coffee cake that had like some sort of blueberry coffee sauce.
I think that was like a special.
Oh, okay. But man, that was good. But anyway, Packards is great, and they're going to have a rotating kind of featured dessert item probably. Mm-hmm. But you should definitely try out that caramel. I think there was ice cream in there.
Yeah, I think it was maybe like a brownie sundae thing.
It was a brownie sundae situation, but there was a burnt piece of caramel sheet on top that you got to break open and get in there
yeah.
and dig it out. It's delicious.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's maybe top the list off with some Katie Bugs.
Yeah.
I've actually never been to Katie Bugs, but you have brought me stuff from Katie Bugs, like some hot chocolate before.
Yeah. So Katie Bugs isn't a food truck. It's like a little food trailer. And they have like a permanent spot that like Katie Bugs, it's up in Edmond. But they go around like a food truck, you know, where places are having events and stuff. So Katie Bugs has hot chocolate when it's cold. And then in the summer, they have shaved ice. I've only ever had their hot chocolate. But
we got to try their shaved ice.
Yeah, we got to try their shaved ice. They have, like, for the hot chocolate, like, special homemade marshmallow little squares.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah,
that's where I think, like, the flavored hot chocolate comes in. It's
Don't
in
they
the
have
marshmallow.
The lavender marshmallows?
Yeah. So the first time I went there, I had the hot chocolate, lavender hot chocolate. And I like put the marshmallow on top and the marshmallow like melts into the hot chocolate. Mm. I've also had a Nutella one. I've had a raspberry one.
I have a salted caramel one too,
I think,
right?
I got you salted caramel, but it's very good.
Yeah. I want to try the shaved ice because there's not a reliable snow cone shop close to us. Yeah. There's one now down in the plaza.
Yeah. We got to go try it.
I haven't seen it.
It's called Sasquatch and it's like a little shipping container.
Oh, okay.
And like, I think what it is like, it's like young kids who work there and they like work there to like save money to go to college.
Yeah. That's how all these snow cone shops are, aren't they?
Well, but like this one is like that specifically.
Oh.
Like it's like designed.
I mean, it's always like high school kids.
This one is like designed around, kids in the city who need money to go to college.
Okay. I gotcha. That's cool.
Something to that effect.
Sure.
But it's new. Yeah. All the snow cones of places are like the same.
Yeah, they are the same.
They're all the same.
And the one that's closest to us is like in a shady area that I'm not,
yeah.
I don't really want to go down.
But we need to try Sasquatch.
Yeah.
We need to go down there.
I agree. I think I do remember seeing it now. We went to Roxy's and then on the way home, I was like, oh, we should have gone to that snow cone space.
Yeah, we should have got that. It's right by Aurora in the plaza.
Like directly outside of it.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Desserts are great.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I know Cafe 501 has a lot of desserts also.
Oh, yeah. Like
they have a big case that you can just go in and get desserts.
Yeah. There's plenty of spots like little bakery spots that you can probably just go in and, you know, grab a cake or
La Baguette.
Yeah, like La Baguette. But these are spots that we have been to and that we go to all the time and that we particularly love.
Yeah.
Right? A little pun there, huh?
Huh.
Yeah. Anyway, I think that's going to do it for us, folks.
Yeah.
On episode 5 of In No Particular Order.
Yeah. Make sure to like our page on Facebook. Follow us on Instagram. You can follow me on Instagram at Julie B. And on Twitter at Julie Bueno.
You can follow me on Twitter at Zach Stabler. You can follow me on Instagram at Zach Stabler. And also, please be sure to subscribe on iTunes.
Mm-hmm.
We also have a Podomatic page if you prefer a desktop website.
Or you don't have an iPhone.
iTunes is the best place to listen to us, I think. It's free, absolutely free.
Yeah. Someone asked me.
If you're listening to this right now, you don't need an advertisement to where to find a podcast.
Yeah. Someone did ask me does it cost to download your episodes?
Yeah, tell your friends about us. Yeah. Tell your friends about us. Like, hey, if you're looking for a voice of reason in Oklahoma City about food, check out In No Particular Order.
Right.
You want to hear a couple of kids talk about breakfast and beer? No, maybe more. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Anyway, that's gonna do it for us. This has been In No Particular Order.
I'm hungry.